Well, today, SeaWorld Entertainment said it will enlarge and improve killer whale tanks at three of its theme parks. The renovations will begin in 2015 at SeaWorld San Diego, where the total water volume in the killer whale environment will double to 10 million gallons, and it'll include a fast water current for whales to swim against. SeaWorld has seen attendance and sharp drops in revenue and stock prices after the film Blackfish, renewed debate over the ethics of keeping killer whales in captivity and using them for entertainment.
Well, Vicky Croak covers the animal world for Here and Now, and she's in the studio with us. How significant is this announcement from SeaWorld?
It's very significant. For 18 months, they've been saying that Blackfish had no effect on how they do business and the business itself. And now they're saying it did affect them and that they're pledging hundreds of millions of dollars to change these enclosures, to make them bigger and also to give them psychological space and to give them more exercise.
You say some people are comparing the admission to Big Tobacco.
Yes, I find it very interesting. As we all know, Big Tobacco ignored warnings and complaints for a long time until they couldn't anymore. And certainly the backlash has been huge from this film. And the filmmaker herself, Gabriella Cowperthwaite, has said that she thinks that people going to these shows often have this gut reaction to it, that something's wrong. And what her film did was just give them, validate those feelings with facts.
Well, so we're hearing about more water and something to swim against, but what else is the company planning to do?
They also are going to provide money for conservation, ocean conservation. But, you know, these animals are very, they're big-brained. They lead socially complex lives. They're still mysterious to us. They live underwater, and it's very difficult to study them, but we know that they suffer in captivity, that they don't live as long, that their teeth get worn from chewing on the grills, that they're not living in the kind of social groupings that they would in the wild. And these are complaints that people continue to have.
Well, and some other complaints we're hearing come from the animal rights group PETA, which is calling this a desperate move, saying the company is behind the times. People no longer want to keep these kinds of animals in captivity. Have attitudes changed?
I think they're evolving constantly, and in particular in the animal world. I've seen over 25 years of covering them that the public is becoming more and more sophisticated, really, as we do, and we learn about what these animals are capable of, both intellectually and emotionally.
And I see that the stock price, by the way, is down about 50% since this film Blackfish came out. Is this all about Blackfish?
I think that it is. As the filmmaker said herself, she wasn't uncovering anything really new, but she was stitching it all together and making that information available to a wider audience.
So what else do you see might happen here? You have SeaWorld making these big changes. Of course, there are a lot of people who want these animals released. Is that possible? How many are in captivity around the world?
There are at least 40 in captivity around the world. Of course, that number changes over time. And there's a broad spectrum of solutions according to various people. And they go everywhere from just making life in captivity a little bit better for them to other people who think that killer whales just don't do well in captivity. And they can't be released into the wild. We saw that with Keiko, how difficult it is, and considering how complex their societies are in the wild. But people are advocating for sea sanctuaries where you net off a cove or someplace like that. And these animals can live out their lives in a much more natural way, even if they can't be released.
Yeah. We have to ask you to speak about other large animals. Elephants, for instance, your recent book, Elephant Company, is just getting rave reviews. We recommend it to people. But, you know, just give us a broad brush in the minute we have on attitudes towards large animals in captivity.
We see elephants and the great apes, chimps, orangutans, and gorillas, and we know that they're really smart, that what we want to give them in captivity, sometimes we can't. Bears, who cover great distances, and these killer whales, by the way, can do 100 miles in the wild, and they don't get a fraction of that in captivity. We just have to open our hearts, I think, Robin, and look at how these animals would behave in the wild, and are we able to give them something of that when we keep them in captivity? Those are questions we should be asking ourselves all the time.
Well, and there are people who would say the good thing about having them in captivity in some cases is that a lot of people get to see these animals and recognize
and
how important they are.
Right.
That's right. I think it's complicated. I've written about the whole book about zoos, and it's a very complicated issue, and there are benefits to them.
Vicky Croak covers the animal kingdom for us at Here and Now. Vicky, thank you so much.
Thank you.